The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Anyone who has walked face first into a spider web probably has wondered why other animals don't seem to run into them like that. Well, scientists are becoming increasingly aware of animal communication outside the range of human sensitivity. A common example are spider web decorations. Researchers use spectrophotometric analysis to show that decorations of spider webs are visible to honeybees and birds over short and long distances. How it works is that the web decorations reflect light in the UV range and exploit an inherent sensory bias of insects toward UV light, thereby increasing the foraging success of the spider. Decorations also deter visually hunting predators such as birds and wasps by hiding the spider or by advertising the web's noxious characteristics. Finally, decorations advertise the position of the web to larger animals like birds, which then avoid contacting and accidentally damaging the web. These conspicuous white silken adornments, known as stabilimenta, which are commonly found in the orb web of some spiders, appear to be protective devices that warn birds of the presence of webs in their flight path.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.